I'm Ernst Federn, was born in 1914 as the third and last child of Paul Federn, who was a psychoanalyst and one of the closest co-workers of Freud. My father became a member of the Psychoanalytic Society of Four People in 1903. They came together every Wednesday in Freud's home. Now, that is long before I was born, but I edited the minutes of the Vienna Psychoanalytic Society, and therefore I'm very much familiar with the things which happened in these years. These minutes are a very important work because they changed the whole outlook of psychoanalysis. Freud was the first scientist who tried to understand man himself. This is very important because science was always about things outside of man. And many scientists still believe that you cannot be scientific about man himself. That's not possible. It's a question of philosophy and of the arts, but none of science. You can study man's behavior, but you cannot study man as a being. And Freud tried to show that you can, but of course there is no proof, because you cannot photograph or measure any psychic things. You cannot photograph love or nor hatred, no aggression, but they all exist and are very important. And therefore you have to approach the whole question of man's psyche in a different way. Now, my father became Freud's assistant in 1924 when Freud fell sick with cancer and in consequence became acting chairman of the Vienna Psychoanalytic Society and stayed that chairman until 38, so 14 years. And Freud was at the end of his life, and my father always said this, is a paper written by him about it, that psychoanalysis is a studying of man and not a treating. And finally Freud came out that he said, we heal the psychic illnesses through love, not through analysis. It's love which heals, not analysis. But studying we do through analysis. And actually analysis, Freud said, is for the normal people. And healing and therapy is for the ill people. Many things have changed since the days psychoanalysis started, but the basic idea and the idea of listening to the other man and interpreting what he's saying, that remains. And that listening is in itself something one has to learn, how to listen. That is things which have come through Freud.